Hi, you're listening to Hacker Public Radio. I'm 330, and this is Copy Fight. Well, actually, this isn't a real episode of Copy Fight. This is what I'll call a stub for what will be several episodes of Copy Fight. I'm in the middle of about three right now that I just, for some reason, one of them I'm having trouble with because I can't read legalese out loud, no matter how hard I try. But it's about a document that I talked about on the Linux Cranks podcast a couple of weeks ago. Probably a couple of more weeks ago now than when I started. But it's a document to help people with GPL compliance. And it's written fairly straight. It's still the Software Freedom Law Center. So it's still in quite a bit of legalese. I hope to get that out soon. Real life is a little hectic, and the Ohio Linux Fest came up, so I hate to tell you guys, but I like drinking with a bunch of nerds rather than talking by myself in a room. Sorry. Another thing that I'm on is, well, I'm not quite working on it yet, but while I was at OLF, the Ohio Linux Fest, Ian Robowitz was talking about he had a whole talk on this. It was called Hacking the Legislature, which it really got me wondering about. About what, you know, it just, the title got me thinking, you know, is he talking about, you know, cracking Diebold machines or any of that stuff? But in actuality, what he was talking about was a thing called GeekPack. You can find it on the web. It's GEEK-PAC.org. And the end result is they want to be able to come up with a platform that they could have someone, have a candidate sign on to. And, you know, it could be one of their talking points, and they could go, I'm into the GeekPack thing, and all of us nerds would know what he was talking about. It'd be things like, an actual understanding of the DMCA, and, how the Patriot Act affects people trying to do legitimate business on laptops that need to fly, and things like that, unlocking cell phones and DRM and all those kinds of issues. But what they did was, and this is coming from some horrible notes I scribbled down once I realized that this may be the most amazing thing I've ever seen. They've taken things like maplight.org, Follow the Money, Open Congress, Congresspedia, and the polyparsers, and they've kind of aggregated all of this knowledge into one place. And what they give you is an easy way to, you basically have checkboxes, what do these people, how have they voted on nerd-related issues before? And some of the screen grabs he showed were really, really wild. And for people that are, they don't quite get it, but they're still really worried, you can compare them to what the Geek Pack as a whole would think. So it would be like, if you were into free software, but you really didn't understand, what did Stallman think? That kind of thing. But one cool thing that they have, you can compare candidates and stuff like that, and they're really working on getting people involved, local people, so that you could have, people that were running that hadn't quite been in office, so you could have information about them based on interviews and debates and things like that. And another thing they have is when there's a big bill or a little piece of legislation that's going to come through either the House or the Senate, then what it would allow you to do is I'm having trouble explaining this. It would do something kind of like Google's Grand Central, where you would put in that you wanted to talk to these people. And what it would do is it would try to ring them over and over and over. But once it actually got through, it would call you. So you didn't have to spend all day, one, looking up all of the numbers of all the representatives that are involved in whatever bill it is. You know, they would have done that part of it already for you. And all you'd do is stick in your phone number. Which would be really awesome if, you know, you're a programmer or, you know, into web design or something like that. Something where you don't tend to be involved with, you know, people that see the sun and odd things like that. I understand that, you know, most of us don't know that these people exist, but they really do. But what it would do is it would call you. So as you picked up the phone, they would be picking up the phone kind of thing. And you could actually let them know how you feel and, you know, try to educate them. Because it's really nice when all of the legislators are informed on the same thing. Not just, you know, there's one brilliant guy that no one will listen to. So I think it could be a really interesting thing. Again, I haven't looked at it because I'm still trying to get over the hangover. But we did a lot of drinking at OLF. But I still haven't gotten a chance to look at it. I plan to look at it tonight, but probably after this ep goes out. But there will be a full, yeah, nicely produced, hopefully, kind of episode of HPR on it. Hopefully I can get an interview with Ian and get the facts straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak. I should get the GPL compliance one done in the next week or so. I'm just going to have to take it in small chunks and cut that all together. It's reading legalese out loud is not easy. You all can go ahead and have a try at it, but I'm not faring too well. And really don't know much what else to say. Sorry again for the horrible sound here. I'm walking home from work, and a lot of it's been down the wonderful and glorious Old National Road, also known as US 40. So, yeah, that's why the sound's horrible and why you hear cars and probably people screaming. I'm sure that'll happen eventually. Yeah, this has been 330, Copy Fight, Hacker Public Radio, that whole thing. I'll see you all later.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.